You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
But we start off by chatting to AfriForum CEO Kali Creel. Yesterday, of course, the announcement of an intention on the part of AfriForum to pursue potential charges against Julius Malema for fraud and corruption. And Kali Creel joins us right now for a couple of minutes. Goeiemôre, Kali. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Yusibus. It's nice speaking to you.
Kali, have you guys been issued with a Noli Prosecute certificate?
No, we have written to the NPA indicating that we want to do a private prosecution. But then they said they are going to now reconsider the matter. But there's only actually no reason for them to reconsider it. There has already been a decision by the NPA to prosecute Mr. Julius Malema, but they have not gone through, and it's already 2 years and 8 months that have gone by without them reinstating the case, and that's why we decided to intervene.
So, as a matter of legal fact, you're not pursuing charges against him, and many of us in the media are naughty to write those kinds of headlines this morning, because until and unless the NPA declines to prosecute and issues a Noli Prosecute certificate in accordance with Section 7 of the Criminal Procedure Act, yesterday is really putting the cart before the horse, isn't it?
Well, what we announced yesterday is that we have started with the process for private prosecution. And to get that process started, we wrote to the NPA to indicate our intentions. So we announced yesterday that we started with the process. But in August this year, we will know if we'll have to go ahead with private prosecution.
But what do you mean you've started with the process? The process in law can only be started once the Noli Prosecute certificate has been issued. It has not been issued, so you can't start any process in law.
Well, you just don't just ask directly for a Noli Prosecute. You ask the NPA to do their job first. And that is exactly what we did with regard to the Zani Zuma case, where we represent the Dube family. We also did not have a Noli Prosecute certificate there. We wrote to them indicating our intentions to privately prosecute if they don't prosecute, and of course our strategy worked then, because yesterday we've heard that they've made an about turn, and at least there will now be justice for the Dube family, and that the Zani Zuma will be prosecuted. So it's definitely part of the process to put pressure on the NPA.
It's not a legal process, is it? Let me put it this way to you. I'm going to give you two statements. Tell me which of the following two statements is accurate and which of the following two statements as a matter of law is not accurate. Statement one, AfriForum is pursuing a private prosecution against Julius Malema. Statement two, AfriForum has called a presser to please ask the NPA to do its job.
Well, none of them are correct. The correct statement would be AfriForum called a presser to indicate that we are putting pressure on the NPA with the aim of doing private prosecutions if they don't adhere to our request.
That's fine. But what you would agree with me on is that the first statement I offered you is, as a matter of law, inaccurate. As you and I speak right now, a private prosecution against Julius Malema is in law not being pursued and cannot until and unless the Noli Prosecute certificate is issued.
Yes, in law that is correct, but unfortunately we've seen the NPA not acting according to the law. We've seen that with regard to the prosecution of former President Zuma. We've seen that with regard to the prosecution of the Zumas. That according to the principle of the law, they should have been prosecuted some time ago already.
Oh, no, I'm 100%. That's the easy part of this conversation. And it's unsurprising because Shaun the Sheep and his minions are still in charge. You and I are as concerned about the integrity of the NPA, Kali. But I want to make sure that the country understands what did not happen yesterday, because there's a lot of misdirection. And it helps you guys that there is misdirection, even though it's not of your making. The fact of the matter legally is that no private prosecution is taking place or being initiated because you do not have the relevant certificate in accordance with Section 7 of this Criminal Procedure Act of 1977?
Not at this stage, yes, you're correct, but we fully intend to do that come August.
Yeah, but essentially you're putting pressure on the NPA to do its job. You haven't initiated in law a private prosecution.
No, that's correct.
Now, the other issue that has garnered a lot of conversation online that I wanted to view from you on is how you select who you go after. And it's quite interesting because EFF divides the public, including black voters and black South Africans. Mm-hmm. But many have rallied around the EFF because what they see in AfriForum's choice of who they go after for potential private prosecutions, and potential is important because it's not actually a private prosecution as yet, is that you appear to be particularly targeting people that you think are too left-wing for your liking as a right-wing outfit. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, I think people should look at the facts. Is there a case against Julius Malema and should he be prosecuted? And the answer to those are yes. And of course, the EFF now tries to sidetrack the issue by trying to portray it as something it is not. With regard to how we select our cases, in fact, we don't select our cases. The NPA does it for us. And why I say that, when we started the private prosecution unit, we stated quite clearly that we want to go after cases where there is a big case against somebody, a strong case against somebody, and the NPA decides for political reasons or political contacts of people not to prosecute. And that is why specific cases we take on, because those are the cases that the NPA is reluctant to do. And we have to make sure that there's equality before the law. And we will take on any case. If people bring us a case and say, here are the facts, there's a prima facie case against somebody, and the NPA does not want to prosecute because of political reasons, we will take on that irrespective of who the transgressor in that specific case is.
How many white people are in your sights?
Well, we've now taken on Mr. Bezos with regard to household violence. We beat up his wife and broke six of her ribs. But also, you know, it's quite ironic. From the far right, we are being attacked to say that we only support black victims. And from the far left, he said we are only taking on black people. The fact is, in these cases that we take on, if you look at specifically the Grace Mugabe case, it's on behalf of Gabriella Engels, who is not so-called white. If you look at the Dzani Zuma case, it's on behalf of the Dube family, which is not a so-called white family. We represent people that have not got what they should, the assistance they should get from our legal system, and those are the people we help. But also in terms of Julius Malema, if one wants to make this a racial thing, one should certainly look at what is the impact of people stealing state money. And the impact is we know that we have to pay for the social grants from state money. So if somebody steals from the state...
Are you saying that he stole money?
I'm most definitely saying that. The fact is quite clear.
Where are the facts?
Well, the facts are, and we have written evidence of that, that Mr. Malema's family trust had a 50% stake in On Point Engineering. On Point Engineering got a contract from the Limpopo Roads Department to assist them to hand out tenders. And there are agreements on paper where On Point went into people that tendered and got into agreement with them saying they should pay them money if they are successful. And there is proof that money was paid, millions of rand was paid into On Point's bank account. And Julius Malema used that money to buy a farm for himself. That farm was then, when he was initially charged after our complaint in 2011, the asset forfeiture unit took Julius Malema's farm and sold it on an auction. So any one of us, if a forfeiture unit is simply going to take property of yours, but you know you acquired that property legally, you will fight that. But Julius Malema never fought that. He just stood back and let him take the farm, which is actually an admission of guilt.
Not inherently, but I get what you're saying. A second last question for today, Kali. You know that in terms of Section 7 of the Criminal Procedure Act, that of course, not just anyone can pursue private prosecution in their own name. You would need to be convincing the judiciary that you are in fact assisting with their consent an injured party on whose behalf the prosecution is being led. Have you found victims, alleged victims of corruption and fraud that will be lined up should you get the Nolly Prosecute Certificate?
Yes, what we've indicated when we started this prosecuting unit is to say that we need to broaden the law. You know, there is a ruling where Judge Dikgang Motsoeneke said that corruption specifically is to the detriment of all people in the country because it is their tax money that is being stolen. So what we will do is listeners to your station, as well as AfriForum members, are people that work hard to pay tax, and they are directly affected, according to the legal arguments that we're going to make, by corruption. And we believe the law should be broadened to allow for that, and that's what makes this case interesting.
But as the law stands currently, the current jurisprudence in relation to Section 7, subsection 1 of the Criminal Procedure Act, there's a far more narrow understanding of what it means to be an injured party. There's a sense in which society has a stake in corruption cases. That's kind of like obvious. There's a societal interest here. But in law, that is a more narrowly conscribed idea of who an injured party is for purposes of a Nolly Prosecute Certificate. So you don't meet that criteria unless you've got a bunch of folks directly lined up that allegedly are the injured parties in this matter of on-point engineering. So how are you going to breach that gap? This is, as Advocate Mpofu put it last night, a legal kill to suck, even if we put the politics aside.
No, when we started this private prosecution unit, we knew exactly what the challenges were, and that we said from the start that we are going to take on a case where we want to broaden the law. So we believe we can make a strong argument in that regard and make sure that it is in the interest of everybody to be able for society to take on issues that is to their detriment. So we know exactly what the stumbling blocks are, but we're willing to take on the challenge.
Okay. I'm going to sacrifice my last question, which was to be about the subversion of democracy and the rule of law. I'll leave that for today and rather put a question from my listeners that's prominent on my Twitter feed. They want to know, are you going to be as enthusiastic to put pressure on the NPA to go after the likes of Steinhoff?
Most definitely we'll do so. If investigations are finished, and we see a reluctance from the National Prosecuting Authority, we will definitely take on that issue. And of course, all of us that have a pension fund have been negatively affected by that. As I speak to you now, I also lost money through my pension fund, and many people have. And I think we should demand that there should be prosecutions with regard to Steinhoff, and that would be something that we will definitely look at. And I challenge anybody, to bring us a case. We cannot accuse the NPA of prosecuting without fear, favour, or prejudice, and then act with fear or favour or prejudice on our own side. So we will do that, and Advocate Nally is on record that he is willing to take on any case that there is a strong case and that there is, for some political reason, there is no prosecution.
Kali, we're going to leave it there for today. Thank you for the kayer.
Yeah, bye, thank you. It was great speaking to you, and I hope you have a brilliant weekend.
You too.